Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
What is up, fight fans? Welcome you into another edition of Inside Boxing Live. I am your host, Dan Canobio. Boxing world is buzzing, and we have a two-for-one episode today. Joining us on the show, Regis Progre. You know he wants a piece of Adrian Broner, and he's got a lot to say about who he wants next as, in addition to that. Also joining us on the show, Andreas Hale from DAZN. He's got a lot of great things going on. We get into Canelo Alvarez, who's fighting this week, some Broner talk. Who can give Canelo his toughest fight? So a really good episode coming up for you here on Inside Boxing Live. If you're watching us over on Pluto TV, thanks a lot. The fight channel, the boxing channel, I should say, channel 728, Fubo Sports Network, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that jazz is where you can find our show. Busy weekend of fights coming up. We just had awesome fights this past weekend with Oscar Valdez knocking out Miguel Burchelt. If you want my full thoughts on that, I did a live post-fight show that you can catch on our YouTube page and my Twitter account. I'm going to do that again this weekend, too. Keep an eye on that. But we got Canelo Alvarez in the ring this weekend. Before we get into our interviews, I want to talk a little bit about his opponent, Anvi Yildirim. Yes, he is not even ranked in any top 10. He's a WBC mandatory. But I will tell you why I think there will be a highlight reel knockout for Canelo Alvarez. Yildirim calls himself Mr. Robot. That's because all he does is come forward. He throws close to 60 punches per round. He eats 15 power shots per round. Eubank Jr. landed 50% of his power shots. Anthony Durrell landed 47% of his power shots on Yildirim. So he's going to come forward. His only chance is to come forward and try to knock out Canelo. But Canelo is going to knock him out, corkscrew him out of the ring like he did to James Kirkland. That's my prediction. On the other side of things, we got Regis Progre. He comes on the show to talk about Adrian Broner and more. Joining us right now on Inside Boxing Live, you know him, Regis Progre, one of the best fighters in the game, 140 pounds, maybe 147. We'll get his thoughts on where he wants to go next. Regis, It looks like you're chilling in California now, but we know that you moved back to Texas, and Of course they had a storm, a winter storm. I hope everything's okay back home. How was that, dealing with all that?
Yeah, just like we were just talking, man. It's kind of fucked right now, but it's all right. We lost power and water for a few days, so luckily we went by my aunt's house. They got generators and shit, so we went over there. But then once the water came back on, my pipes they froze, the pipes froze and shit. Like, let me see. All right, so the pipes froze, they bust. I woke up one day, I was listening. It sounded like the water was coming back on, and I was like, oh, I was in my bed. And then I just get up, I went to the kitchen, and the fucking whole kitchen is flooded.
Wow.
So, you know, the ceiling bust and all that shit. So we dealing with that right now. My wife is there. You know, I'm back in Cali right now for a little while. So
okay.
My wife is there. She dealing with it. So yeah. I had some friends, they plumbers, they came, like, fixed everything up, patched it up, and they got to go back and just finish the job.
Man, you and storms, man. There's something about you chasing storms.
I'm bad luck. I am fucking bad luck. But last time I was out in L.A., I moved to L.A. I was out here for a year, last year or whatever. And when soon as I came out here, they start having earthquakes. And it's like, bro, like, everywhere I go, I went to Hawaii, and they had the fucking, when I went to Hawaii, like, half of the island was on fire. Like, the whole sky.
I remember that.
It looked like Armageddon. The whole sky was, like, in ashes.
Yeah, and you gotta go have a battle with Mother Nature. You one-on-one with Mother Nature, because you guys are going at it.
I don't want no parts of that.
All right, let's get into it. You know why I had you on here today. Adrian Broner fought this past weekend. After watching that performance from Broner, do you still want that fight?
I still want it, just because I think it's a good name on my resume, you know, so I definitely still want that fight, because I think it's a huge name on my resume. Listen, I don't think I can just beat him. I think I can, like, my goal would be to stop him, you know, like, after that performance he had, you know, against that caliber of a fighter. I mean, that dude was horrible, you know. I mean, not horrible, don't get me wrong. I can't say horrible. to that dude just wasn't his caliber. His level it wasn't high. And if everybody wants to be honest, Adrian Broner barely won that fight. You know, he won, but it was very, very close. It was a close fight.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I definitely still want that fight because I think, you know, it's a name on my resume. And besides that, you know, he is, if you saw, I mean, they put up the quickest champion, the only champions at 130, 35, 40, mm-hmm. 47. And that was, he's a part, it's only four people. And he was a part of that, you know?
I mean, you can't deny that some of the accolades he has, and there is some type of interest. The ratings weren't as good as people thought they were going to be. That's a whole other story. But you bring up a good point. He's never been stopped before. He's been knocked down by Maidana, never been stopped. So I'm sure there's a lot of guys gunning at 140, 147 in the PBC stable that want to have to have the knockout. They want to knock out Adrian Broner. It's still there. But is that something that you guys are actively trying to make now? Because he brought up your name. He says that he roots for you every time you fight, but he said he's going to F you up.
Right. I saw that. Yeah, I mean, listen, just like everybody keep bringing up, our names keep getting brought up in each other's conversation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the fight that people want. I think that's the fight that's the fight that the fans want to see. They want to see me and him, so.
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah, so what else? What else can we get for you? You know, you're 32 years old. You had some great fights in your career, but I know you're still chasing that big payday because there's nothing wrong with even admitting that. Like, you put in some, mm-hmm. you put in time, you put in effort. You had not the easiest rise to where you're at right now. What do you want out of the next, you know, 3 to 5 years in your career?
I want to be a champion and get at 140 and then go up to 147, you know. So, like I always tell my manager, it's about belts and money. You know, if the belts is like a 9.8, the money is like a 10, basically. So they're kind of, for me, they're like equally important. That's, I kind of want both of them.
Okay.
But I still do want to be a champion again at 140. And I think that if Broner can make the 140 limit, you know, me and him can fight for a belt, you know, maybe sometime this year or maybe even next year. But if it's not there, then yeah, I'll go ahead and go up to 147.
My next question for you would be, Regis, is the thing with the fact that your last fight was with PBC and we don't exactly know the details there. Is that a multi-fight deal? Will you be fighting under the PBC banner from here on out?
Bobby.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody, he said, call him, he in trouble. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. So I'm saying what I want to ask about realistic fights. Does that mean that you'll be fighting under the PBC banner for the next couple of fights?
Yeah, most likely. Yeah, well, I think so.
So if mm-hmm. that's the case, there are some really good names, not exactly at 140, because all the names at 140 are probably with top rank. You know, Ramirez and Taylor are going to figure it out at 140. Maybe you can get the winner of that if you can work out a deal. But obviously, there's a ton of welterweights with the PBC. If you want to move up to 147, if you can't get Broner or even a fight with Mario Barrios would be electric. So mm-hmm. who at 147 would you be looking at?
I went to the Spence fight in Danny Garcia, and I think a big name for me will be, as soon as I get to 147, will be Danny Garcia. You know, I think... Spence, of course, him too, but you know, but I think it'll be a little harder to get Spence in the ring. But I think, you know, Danny Garcia, I definitely, that'll be a big target for me, to get like a Danny Garcia. If I think it's a huge name, he's still a big name, mm-hmm. also. And I think style wise, man, I think I'll give him a lot of trouble.
I think you give a lot of guys a lot of trouble because you throw a lot of punches and you're aggressive and you got power, good defense. How about welcoming some of the lightweights? You know, Teofimo Lopez is a guy that wants to move up to 140. There's a guy there. These guys don't seem like they want to fight each other. Maybe they're going to move up to 140. How about welcoming some of these young guns to 140 the hard way?
Listen, if these guys don't want to fight each other, you know they're not going to want to fight me. You know that. if they stand away from each other, you know they're not going to want to. Listen, bro, nobody says my name. If you really listen, nobody says my name except the Broner, and they have to bring up my name to him. Nobody says my name. And it's,
well, if they do say your name, like Spence did, he totally butchered it. Remember, he called you Regis Prograrius.
Yeah, Regis Prograrius and all that. Yeah, exactly. Spence said that. And it's crazy. Me and Spence, we have history together.
You guys are Texas guys. What the heck's up with that?
Exactly. And he like butchered my name and stuff like that. All but right, yeah, like nobody saying, nobody says my name at all.
Before we say goodbye, Canelo Alvarez fighting this week should win easily over his mandatory. Who out there, I ask every guest this that comes on the show, who out there between 160 and 168 gives Canelo his toughest fight?
Jamal Charlo.
Why?
Jamal Charlo, in my opinion. Jamal Charlo, he's tall. He's tall. It's just, for me, it's his mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, his mindset, he's so, so hungry. You know, Jamal, you know, he just built a big old crazy house out there in Texas, and he has his own gym, and he's like, he's crazy with his training, you know? Like, so, I mean, you know, style-wise, of course, Canelo, for me, Canelo is number one pound for pound in the world. Mm-hmm. No doubt, hands down, I think Canelo is the best in the world. But I think as far as 160, who will give him trouble is, I think, Jamal. You know, it's because, just because his mind, I mean, he's tall, you know, he has a good, strong jab, and, you know, he's just a solid fighter, but his mindset is different. You know, he's like, he's crazy when it comes to training, you know, like it's crazy. I heard stories about, I got friends, you know, we kind of grew up together and stuff like that. So we all kind of got all like the same friends. And yeah. I mean, I heard that, you know, before a fight, he'll be in a restaurant. He'll get on top of the table and start shadowboxing. Like, I'm going to kill this boy. I'm going to kill him. You know, that's just, so those Charlo brothers, you just can't overlook them because like, as far as like training wise, they're maniacs when it comes to this. So I think it's Jamal.
Yeah. So they are lions. What you're saying, they are lions. Lions only is a true thing.
Basically, yeah, man. they're crazy when it comes to this stuff. Yeah.
All right, Regis. I appreciate the time. I'm excited to see what's next for you, whether it's Adrian Broner or moving up to 147 for Danny Garcia. I'm a big fan of yours, and I think a lot of boxing fans are as well. We'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks for joining us.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. Have a good one.
All right, our next guest here on Inside Boxing Live is a guy that I've wanted to get on the show for a while now. He does great work with Sporting News, does great work with WWE and all his affiliations. If there's basically a ring and a fight, Andreas Hale is covering it in some capacity. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, great being here. Thank you for having me. Look, I wanted to be on the show as well. I'm just glad you asked.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's pretty great to hear. And the boxing world's buzzing. We're going to talk about boxing, and we just came off the heels of a fight this past weekend between Oscar Valdez and Miguel Burchelt. Probably knockout of the year. Adrian Broner stepped into the ring and left a winner. People were upset about that. We got Canelo Alvarez this weekend. Starting to get into it. Vegas is starting to open up a little bit where you're at. But let's start with what's most fresh in our minds. It's Adrian Broner. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but you know, the ratings just came out. They were less than stellar. And we know for a fact that you know, Showtime or whoever has been putting on his fights has been willing to put up with some of the antics because they usually deliver on the other end financially, and whether it's through TV ratings. Not really the case anymore. What did you make of Broner's performance, and what is Adrian Broner in 2021?
Man, look, if you look up, that's where you spot the jig. And that's what it's been with Adrian Broner for the past few years. Listen, ever since he fought Maidana, he hasn't been the same fighter in terms of he's scared to open up, throws one punch at a time. Since moving up in weight, the power doesn't carry. So seeing a guy who fights in modes, which is offense and spurts and mostly covers up defensively, his claim to fame now is not getting knocked out. And that's what we saw once again. The output is low. It's not exciting. It's not fun to watch. It doesn't make for great fights. And people have spotted the jig. It is over for Adrian Broner. As much as he can talk and, you know, F. Steve Farhood and this, that, and the third. Look, man, we're tired of the gimmick. We're tired of the stick. You got to either win fights convincingly or get knocked out. One of the two.
I couldn't agree anymore. I mean, I've said this. I'm a big proponent of fun, and especially with boxing. If you're fun and like the YouTube fights, I don't really have that much of a problem with it because it's a separate lane. And if you know what it is, it could be, and you can accept it for what it is, and it's fun, and they have their own good time, and there's good ratings, and it's entertainment. I mean, you're getting somewhat of entertainment from Broner, but you're not getting you're not seeing a knockout. You're not seeing a guy go for it. You're seeing a guy who threw 28 punches per round in his last fight with Santiago. So, I mean, we're going to see what's next for him. Regis Progre is on the show today, and he wants a piece of him. I think a lot of guys in the PBC stable are looking at Broner at this point, knowing that there's probably going to be a nice, you know, price tag that goes along with it, and a guy that's ripe for the taking. Let's move on to a legit, pound-for-pound great. Canelo Alvarez fights this weekend on DAZN in Miami. And it's just impressive to see, I'm going to get your thoughts on this, where Canelo is right now in terms of at 30 years old, at the height of his powers, but also it seems like he's willing to accept fighting in all these different locations, whether it's Texas, whether it's now in Florida. I know he wants to go overseas. He fought in New York City. What is Canelo Alvarez at this point, in your estimation?
I mean, it's a guy who's striving to be a global superstar at this point. I mean, he's willing to fight anybody at any time, it seems like. And, you know, people that are complaining about this fight, it's like, you know, shut up. You're getting to see Canelo again. I mean, how can you complain? I mean, some guys fight just once a year. He's trying to be active, and he's promised us already a fight in May. So we're looking at a guy who's trying to break into all markets. My only knock on Canelo, and if you've ever been around Canelo, you know he understands English very well, and he can actually speak it. I'd like to see him try and speak more English because it would help his marketability in the States. The guy has all the tools. He looks the part. He fights the part. He's an amazing star. Let's step it up just a little bit more in marketing. But, I mean, then again, he's getting paid up the wazoo tons of money. He doesn't necessarily need more marketing, but yeah. An incredible, incredible talent. It's hard to believe he's still only 30 years old.
30 years old, and, you know, we break down the numbers here at CompuBox, and I'm going through them all, and it's just so impressive to me to see a guy who's not that big. I mean, he's 5'9", if that, you know, 168 pounds now, and he's fighting these bigger guys. He's fighting a Kovalev. He's fighting Callum Smith. He's fighting Danny Jacobs, who's a big middleweight. And he's they're fighting his fight. He's bringing them down to his level in terms of punches per round, around the 40 punches per round. He's extremely accurate. But the thing that separates him from some of these low-volume punchers who kind of control the pace and win rounds is that he has the killer instinct still. He still can knock out a guy like Kovalev. So we're seeing a guy, and let me see if you agree with this, we're always looking for the Mayweather comparison. Who's the next Mayweather? And we thought it was Adrian Broner. It's not. It's Canelo Alvarez. The guy throws, it's just almost the same exact style, but with a little more pizzazz at the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, the steps he's taken defensively are phenomenal. You look at the way he moves his upper body, it's incredible. He has found a way to fight and hit and not get hit. That's the Floyd Mayweather playbook, except he's got a little bit more power, and, you know, if you say what you will, he's willing to fight everybody. So I look at Canelo Alvarez as that next big superstar. He's been there for a while. Even though he lost to Floyd, that was the passing of the torch. Mm-hmm. We've seen Floyd go on to exhibitions. Canelo's still 30. And there are tons of fights at 68 that we're willing to see. You know, who doesn't want to see him in Caleb Plant fight? Like, who doesn't want to see him in Benavidez? Who doesn't want to see him with Charlo? I mean, there's so much opportunity there. That guy is the man right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I'm glad you brought up the fact that there are some people complaining. Canelo spoke about it himself. Like, if you're complaining about this fight, I don't care. Like, I just fought the best guy at 168, and this is a stay busy fight. I'm still going to fight in May. I'm still going to fight in September, maybe even in December. And I'm also glad you brought up these fights at 168 that could potentially happen down the road. You could potentially fight BJ Saunders. Plant is in the mix. But I've asked all of our guests every time they come on the show, who can give Canelo the best fight, in your opinion, and why?
Oh, that's a good question. I kind of think David Benavidez, if he can keep his weight under control, because the only way to beat Canelo is output. And the two Triple G fights showed us that. If you're active and you can kind of try to keep Canelo on his back foot, some judges are going to give you rounds. Now, mm-hmm. Benavidez may have some defensive deficiencies, but I think the output and his size could present a problem for Canelo. Caleb Plant is somebody that I see that there could be a lot of staring and looking at each other for a while, yeah. And posturing, positioning. So I'm not necessarily sure it's that. Then you got a guy like Beterbiev who was brought up recently, and I'd love to see that fight, and I think that would be a hell of a fight. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, when I think of anybody, I think of David Benavidez, because that guy has an amazing talent, and we forget how young David Benavidez is. Yeah. He's still got so much room to grow.
Yeah, that's so true, because I've had Benavidez on, and I always say, like, why is it when people list, like, the best young fighters under 25, it's like Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney, Teofimo, Shakur, Daniel Dubois, or not so much recently, and they just leave you out. And he says, it's because I won a title at 20. You know, I look older than I am. I've been around. I've lost my belt. I've won it back. But he's a guy that throws a ton of punches. He's one of the most active guys at 168, close to like 70 punches around. He's like a machine. He's just got to keep his weight down, and I think he will. He's got a kid now. He's got a young boy. That changes your life. And that, I think that when he missed weight over in August, I think that was a real wake-up call, losing his belt. And he's got to work his way back yet again. So I love that fight. I love to see Benavidez with Canelo, and We're seeing so much criticism for Canelo about who he's going to fight next. And it's like, oh, he's going to fight BJ Saunders. That's an easy win. But they don't realize he's 30 years old and there is another year after this and there's another year after that. There are so many names out there. It's just interesting. I think we need to just sit back and kind of like realize that we're watching like a great, an all-time great before our eyes and just in the middle of his prime. All right, Andreas, I want to ask you and give you the floor here to talk about something that I think is awesome that you guys are doing. You teamed up with Biggie from the WWE. It's called Our Heroes Rock. It's a 3D animated family series that explores the heroes of Black history through hip-hop and science fiction. I think it's a great idea. Tell us a little more about it.
Yeah, so if anybody watches pro wrestling, the pro wrestler WWE is a really good friend of mine. And about right after George Floyd's passing, he started wearing ring attire that celebrated civil rights activists and people in Black history. We had a conversation with Johnny Davenport, who did the design. It was like, this is something that's a lot bigger here, because Black history is American history. And I think for a lot of us as kids, we didn't learn about some of our Black heroes until we got much older into college, you know, late stages of high school. We had to actively seek it ourselves. We should be doing this at a younger stage. So we came up with the idea to do an animated series that blends science fiction. We have like a Hall of Heroes. Think of Tony Stark's museum with Black civil rights activists. And then we have, you know, some hip hop elements. One of my friends is Rhapsody. She's a Grammy nominated hip hop artist. So she'll be voicing Ruby Bridges. That's the pilot episode we're doing. So we launched the Kickstarter just a couple days ago. In 48 hours, we've already reached half our goal, which is 75,000. So we are at about 38,000 right now. Getting immense support, and it's just something that we've really wanted to do for quite some time. And people have asked why we call it Our Heroes Rock. We didn't want to just specify that it's Black history, because we want to spotlight women. We want to spotlight other minorities groups, because everybody has a hero at some point in time that changed the game for them. So we want this animated series to spotlight all of them, LGBTQ community. Everybody needs to get involved, because American history is our history.
That's amazing, man. You guys are doing great stuff. I love the pilot. Where can people, what's the Kickstarter? Where can people donate?
You can go to ourheroes.org and it'll redirect you directly to the Kickstarter page. And we got tons of great rewards. We have meet and greets. We have autographed Mondo posters. If anybody knows Mondo, makes phenomenal posters. Enamel pins. We got the opportunity to be a cast member. So we got some really great rewards. So it's ourheroes.org for all the information that you need. And we hope that you support us.
That's awesome. I'll be donating. I hope everyone that's watching and listening does the same. It's very important work you're doing. Keep up the good work, man. I'm really happy to have you on and want to have you on again in the future. Enjoy the fights this weekend. And yeah, we'll have to catch up again soon. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, special thanks to Regis Progre and Andreas Hale. I'm going to have Andreas Hale on the show a little more. That guy brings it. Love it, what he's doing, especially with Our Heroes Rock. Go check it out. Go donate to a very good cause. Big fights this weekend. Obviously, Canelo Alvarez and Anvil Yildirim. Julio Cesar Martinez and McWilliams Arroyo, I think, will steal the show. Keyshawn Davis, one of the best U.S. prospects since Andre Ward and Shakur Stevenson. The guy was going to medal at the Olympics. He is going pro. He's fighting on the undercard of Canelo's fight this weekend. Worth tuning into. Anthony Durrell potentially fight Caleb Plant next. He's fighting over on Fox. And then over in New Zealand, another fight worth tuning into. Maybe if you can stay up late on Saturday night. Joseph Parker and Junior Fa from New Zealand, a heavyweight matchup. These guys have a history. They fought a bunch in the amateurs. But the reason you want to tune in is because there's going to be a full packed arena for this, not just 20,000, not just 5,000, 10,000, huge fight over in heavyweights. And then also next weekend we're gonna be on the road. I'm actually gonna leave New York City for the first time in a year. I'll be ringside covering Carlicious Shields pay-per-view. I'll be working alongside Holly Holm, Justin Shackle, Ray Flores, Claudia Trejos. Carlicious Shields pay-per-view, Superwomen on International Women's Day. Order it, buy it. We'll be back next week with another edition of Inside Boxing Live. The boxing world is buzzing right now. We'll get into all of it. Canelo this weekend. So many good fights in March. Carlicious Shields fighting. We got it all covered here on Inside Boxing Live. We'll see you next week for another edition.